Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Paying with a credit card is definitely handy. Just be sure you don't pay unnecessary fees. By that I mean late card charges. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. There are many ways that those late card fees can happen and get out of control. They can be exorbitant and can range from $15 to $39. So what do you do if you are hit with a late fee or an over-the-limit fee? First and foremost, contact the credit card company. Ask them to waive the charge for you as a one-time courtesy. I mean, give it a try. Some of them will. Also, request a lower APR, and if the company says no, consider transferring to another credit card company that's offering a lower rate. But if you do consider switching to another credit card company, one caveat. If you have a long-standing history with that credit card issuer, closing that account could hurt your credit card score. So I suggest that you keep the credit card with which you have the longest credit history. Even if the APR is a bit steep, use it just a couple of times a year so there's activity on it, but only charging what you can pay off in full when the bill comes due. However, do shop for a credit card that has a low rate and use that one consistently and responsibly. Plastic protocols are important to know, and knowing them keeps you credit worthy. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.